High Five Casino.
High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas, and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at high5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Calling all men. When was the last time you had a really good cry? A recent survey found that women cry on average 5 times a month, while men cry on average only once a month. Studies have shown that crying can support your mental, your physical, and your emotional health. I'm Radhi Devlukia, and on my podcast, A Really Good Cry, we embrace the real, the messy, and the beautiful. Listen to A Really Good Cry on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Good to have you on board here on Follow the Money, VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. This show is brought to you by DraftKings. Starting this hour off, talking some NHL playoffs as our buddy Dennis Bernstein joins the program now, fourthperiod.com, SiriusXM NHL coverage as well. He is on the Progressive guest line. Good morning, DB. How you been?
Doing great, Mission Polio. It's great being on to talk Stanley Cup playoffs with you.
Absolutely. Love having you on. You're amazing on this sport. You've been covering it for a long, long time. We kicked this around about an hour ago. I asked Pauly if this is a real or fugazi, and that is Rod Brind'Amour is going to get the Sheldon Keefe treatment if the Hurricanes go out in ugly fashion, down 3-0 here in this series. They're not coming back. I can't imagine where they're going to beat Igor 4 straight games. Do you think they're going to say bye-bye to him?
I don't think so, because remember, about 10 days ago, Mitch, there was talk about, oh, Rod doesn't have a contract for next season, and maybe he's going to walk, and then Darren Drager's one of the top insiders, said, no. Carolina Hurricanes woke up. They're going to get it done. But the part of the issue was he wants his entire staff, Brind'Amour staff, to get raises and new contracts and stuff. So you would think that the one concern I have is it's pretty reactionary owner in Tom Dundon. So, and this is the second time I mentioned you before you went on the air. I hear this stuff after every game they lose. We played pretty darn good. It's not good enough. Like last year, same thing. Oh, we could have swept. We got swept. That's 7 straight games, guys.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Come on. So the right thing is to bring him back because it's the same thing over and over again. This got to lay some of it with Don Wandell, who's the general manager, where they lose the same way, right? The goaltending's not good enough. They can't score in the playoffs. Like big-time players who are supposed to score for them don't score. So I don't think Rod's in any danger, and he would get a job in a minute anywhere else. They should keep him. I'm just concerned that the way they're going out, the ownership might be reactionary and say, yeah, maybe we can look at some other options behind the bench in Carolina.
Yeah, the power play's been awful, deserted them, and they give up the shorthanded goal. I was surprised by the goaltending change. What about you?
I was very surprised. He's your number one goalie, Freddie Anderson. He needs rest after 2 games.
Yeah.
Holy, 2 games.
Right? Yeah.
Okay, so why don't you just say he can't make a big save in a big spot? Why don't you – I think Rod's protecting the goalie there. Kochetkov, again, he didn't lose the game for them, but he was the second-best goaltender in the game, and you knew that going into the series. So, yeah, I was surprised that you – this is a game that you had to win, and you played your second-string goaltender. Like, that's a very curious move by Rod Brind'Amour, but – as I've mentioned before, maybe his coaching in the second round needs to be looked at a little closer.
Yeah. So you mentioned it about he'd be snatched up immediately. Well, the race is on now with Keefe gone, with Toronto having an opening and New Jersey having an opening. What do you think? Let me throw some odds at. Berube is minus 160 to be the Leafs' next coach. Gallant's plus 470. What do you think?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's why you see Craig Berube on TNT. He's just sitting behind the desk waiting for that job. I assume, and that's a perfect coach. In his mindset, is exactly what this team needs to get over. Now, they did get, you know, over, you know, they got over last year for one round. I love Craig Berube. I think he's a great fit in Toronto. I think Gallant could be a really good fit in New Jersey with younger players.
Yeah.
Like, and that team, the only reason Jersey's not in the playoffs, Paulie, has been a lot of injuries. And the goaltending betrayed him. And again, one of the reasons Lindy Ruff is now in Buffalo instead of New Jersey is that Tom Fitzgerald, the GM in New Jersey, waited so long to trade for a goalie. He traded for Jake Allen. Jake Allen played very well, but it was too late. Mm-hmm. The team was out of contention. So those are two really good jobs. But Toronto, look, you got to be able to deal with the pressure. The good thing about Craig Berube, he could throw up a Stanley Cup ring and nobody gives him any crap, right? So he's already won there and he's established there. And I think his mentality is right for this team. So he's there's a reason why he's a minus pick for Toronto. Yep. I think he gets the job there.
Follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Dennis Bernstein, our guest. He's on the Progressive Guest Line, the fourthperiod.com SiriusXM NHL coverage as well. So the Edmonton Oilers, I said this, I think it was yesterday, right, after the game one loss against Vancouver, they completely sucked the energy out of that crowd in the first period. Up 2-0, things are going their way. And then, of course, Skinner no good, blows the lead, they lose the game. Do you think the Canucks take a commanding 2-0 series lead here tonight at home, or do the Oilers bounce back?
I think they bounce back, but let me give you the stat, Mitch. The Edmonton Oilers, with Connor and Leon, the last five postseasons, they're 12-6 against the Kings, and they're 7-17 against a team not named the Kings.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's good.
So they're not great after they play the Kings, and I get it. They're the matchup. They kill everybody on the power play. I think they can find a way. I don't trust their defense underneath their top pair of Ekholm and Bouchard, and I definitely don't trust the goaltender. You know, some of my friends from Edmonton tripping me. Yeah, tripping. I said the goaltender is not. You watch those goals, and I get it. Darnell Nurse coursed them as well, playing defense. But when you watch the goals go in, they can't go in. And you know, look, even if they can't get past Vancouver, because Vancouver's playing a third string goalie in Shrilovs. Like, they're going to have to play Dallas or Colorado, and I don't trust them defensively. I really don't. They could, but the thing is, they could win it all. I'm not saying that. Mm-hmm. I just don't like their defense and goaltending. I don't think it's championship caliber. I might be wrong because Aiden Hill won last year for the Vegas Golden Knights. I just don't like the way they play defensively. And, yeah, look, Vancouver's not going to quit on you. They're much tougher. They're not going in like the Kings thinking, oh, how are we going to find a way to win? They're saying, we can win. If we play our way, we can win. So it's going to be a very interesting series. I think Edmonton ties it up, but I do like, you know, I picked Vancouver in the series, guys, to be honest with you, because I just thought that it's a different type of team, a different type of animal, and you saw it in game one at home at Rogers Arena.
I've had enough. I'm sick of this team, and I was disgusted by what happened in game one. Vancouver couldn't do a damn thing offensively against Nashville, and some, like 12 shots on goal, and now you can't even hold a 3-goal lead in game one, and I'm with you on the goaltending as well. What happens in Florida-Boston? And someone finally got to Swayman, but my God, the fighting, the Pastrnak stuff, Kachuk. What do you think here in game three?
You know, the biggest benefactor of all this would be the Rangers.
Yeah.
Because I think this is going to be 6 or 7 games. These teams already hate each other to see all the fighting. I think Pastrnak and Chucky might go again in game three, maybe every game, and we'd all love to see that. So I think they're a beneficiary of a really grueling series. I do like the Panthers. I think they're better than they were last season. I don't think they were mentally ready to play game one. It's going to be a difficult series, though. I would go back to Swayman. And now that I'm talking about Ullmark, because Ullmark went in for game two and now go back to the rotation, Jeremy Swayman played great. I mean, he's not the reason they lost game two. The team wasn't prepared to play. This is a difficult, difficult series, but I think the Panthers will get out of it. But if they're going to get beat up like we think they will be, it just really helps the Rangers, assuming Rangers can close out Carolina quickly.
Yeah, well, they're going to. I mean, the cause for concern there for the Hurricanes, again, watching them last night, it just felt like it was power play after power play in a huge spot. They could never get the job done last night against Igor. They're not going to solve that guy. So having said that, are you going to pick the Rangers to come out of the East regardless of who they play?
I'd have to right now. Because the best players are playing great, they're getting the goaltending, and their special teams wins games.
Yes,
and that's how it is. It's look, Panarin's got 4 goals. They're all game winners. Like, their big guys are showing up.
Yes,
in big spots. I would have to lean towards. Like, I want to see how the Florida Boston series fans out. But right now, you have to favor the Rangers. Like, the Rangers are playing the best. And when you look at the West guys, like, you look at the 4 goaltenders in the West, they're all marginal. Like that. So if the Rangers get out, they're going to play a team that doesn't have as good a goaltender and probably not as good as special teams unless Edmonton gets out. So, yes, you have to favor the Rangers now in any series they play because of the dominant fact. Look, here's the thing. The last time a team went 7-0 to start the season that won the President's Trophy, it was the Rangers 30 years ago in 1994. Oh. They're playing dominant fashion. They're not dominating teams, but they're winning games. They know how to win. They have the clutch gene in them. There's no reason you can't favor the Rangers in any series they'll play. Again, injuries aside, see who comes out. But the way they're playing right now, they're playing clutch. Vinny Trocheck's been fantastic for them, and you have to favor them in any series.
Yeah, here's the deal, right, Dennis? I mean, you're not beating this team by scoring four goals because that's not going to happen. If it does, it's going to be a fluke. So you need to, right, when they go to the power play, they cannot score whatsoever, and then you need to take advantage when you're on the power play, which is easier said than done against that kill. So teams have to beat this team 2-1 and 3-2, and that just... is that going to happen?
The only way that can happen, and this is why I like Dallas. Dallas's bottom six is better. Forwards are better than the Rangers' bottom six. Rangers' bottom six hasn't done anything. Their big boys have showed up. Yeah. Chris Kreider scoring a shorthanded goal to tie the game. Yep. That's the only way. So it's the depth. If you can get depth scoring against the Rangers, then you could probably beat them. And that's why I like Carolina, because I thought their depth guys would contribute more than but nobody's contributing. They're not getting clutch plays. You just can't find a way to beat Shesterkin when it counts. So I think that's the major reason why. I think the one path to defeating the Rangers right now is if you can beat them on the depth side. Otherwise, their best players are going to play great. The goaltenders are going to play great. And it'll give much up, if anything, on special teams.
Beautiful setup at your palatial estate. Behind you, I see the poster for you two at the Spear.
Oh, yes.
Best concert. Yes. What's the best concert you've ever been to?
It's not even close now. I don't think I can go to another concert after going to see U2 at the Sphere.
Wow.
I'm like, what's next? Like, it's crazy. I talked to my wife about it. We've been to a ton of concerts. I'm like, okay, did that ruin it for us? Was that really well worth it? Now that we can't go to another concert again? But it was incredible. It was great to see. And for people that didn't get it, I'm sure there'll be films coming out about it, but it was amazing. By far the best concert I've ever seen in my life.
So you're saying, I mean, there's no even close second for a venue.
I would I would think maybe one of the Springsteen concerts when I was young in the 70s, the 3-4 hour shows. But other than that, Madison Square Garden for concerts is great, but the effect and the experience, it doesn't come close to the Sphere. I could talk about it for 30 minutes to my friends and it still wouldn't be enough.
Wow.
So it's
okay.
Just been amazing. Oh. Yeah.
So I'm guessing then, you're going to do this anyway, right? The NHL draft is going to be there. How cool is that?
Oh yeah. And it's going to be the last centralized draft as well. Like where all the teams are going to be there. Now it's going to be, after this year, it's going to be like the NFL, NBA draft where the teams won't be there. So I'm absolutely going to be there. I'm interested to see how they use that building to create a space and an effect there for the draft.
They're excited. Well, we'll definitely reach out. We'll be in touch.
Oh, yeah.
You owe us dinner. So.
Yes.
I
won't be there for the cup final. I won't be there for the cup final, man.
How about that?
Yeah.
Boy, but you like the Stars in that series. Thanks, DB, man. That was awesome.
I did. No problem, boys.
Thanks,
Dennis
buddy.
Bernstein, thefourthperiod.com. Win some, lose some. He joined us on the Progressive Guest Line. Paul's going to recap last night's betting action next here on VSiN.
The following is a high five moment from highfivecasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high five moment today? Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Calling all men. When was the last time you had a really good cry? A recent survey found that women cry on average 5 times a month, while men cry on average only once a month. Studies have shown that crying can support your mental, your physical, and your emotional health. I'm Radhi Devlukia, and on my podcast, A Really Good Cry, we push against typical societal norms. We embrace the real, the messy, and the beautiful, providing a space for raw, unfiltered conversations that celebrate vulnerability and allow you to tune in to share, connect, and find comfort together.
Our tears come as a way to let us release what we can't hold anymore.
I trust that no one's ever going to find out those deepest, darkest secrets.
Yeah, it's been a hard day. She walks out, and this is what she looks like.
Oh my gosh! Give her an Oscar!
Listen to A Really Good Cry with me, Radhi Devlukia, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a 6-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last 2 decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Were you a winner last night?
Wow, winning.
Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Molly Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
Hello. Cavs money line, 6-1. Catching 14. 1 by 24. Worst ATS margin Celtics for a team in 20 years. Thanks to Evan Abram.
Hey, that was a Cosmo Kramer special last night.
What's?
You won by 24, big boy.
Yeah, yeah.
Ooh, boy, on the alternate spread line?
Yeah, Reggie Miller kicked out of the game. Largest lead, Celtics' largest lead prop over, 6-1 in the playoffs. Of course, the Celtics are down 29 at home, and the Cavs get it, and they're responsible. Oh, madness. More on this coming up. Leverkusen, Roma, draw, Europa, plus 345. Roma, first half, cashes, plus 475. Mama. Oh, there's some 1994 vibes in New York City right now. The Rangers do it again. Plus 140, 7-0 in the playoffs for the first time since 94. I can't believe it.
That was the team I talked about before the break.
They do it again. Igor has 45 saves. Carolina, the number 2 power play in the regular season, is 0-15 and gave up a shorthanded goal.
Yeah, that's right.
And they had the number 1 penalty kill. The Rangers have 4 power play goals in the series.
They had so many, I thought, in my opinion anyway, high leverage spots, critical times with the power play last night, and they could get nothing going against the kill for the Rangers. And I'm like, I have huge concerns right now for the Hurricanes in this game. Did not like their chances to win that game last night, and now forget about it. Down 0-3 against Igor. Good luck winning 4 straight.
Yeah, this is wild. Incredible what's going on with this series and the Rangers. That is 8 straight playoff losses for Carolina by 1 goal.
Oh, boy.
Yep. Subscribe, be part of the team, VSiN.com, our radio and podcast friends. You always want to see these tweets and videos. This is the guy saying, "Nah, you know, I'm not allowing you to come in. I don't like it. I've seen enough. I'm calling the shots." The dog opens the door. Hey, go, get out. Leave me alone. I'm doing my thing. They knock on the door. What's going on in there? A little loud. Dog opens the door. Looks at the owners. Nah, get out of here. Let me be. I got my snacks. I'm watching television. Look at this peekaboo. Yeah, hello. What do you want? Yeah, get out of here.
Don't bother knocking.
That's great. Leave me alone. What gives? Panda. It's been too long. Good panda video? Oh! He falls down.
Like grandpa drinking too many beers.
Yep, he's sitting in his chair and then he blames the chair. Yeah, yep, chair's the chair's fault. He's rocking back. He's got, oh my God, we have everything. These guys walk around like they're high and they got a six pack in them. He's laying back in the chair and he goes too far back and he falls down. Then he gets mad at the chair, blames, he throws it on the ground and then does a somersault. He comes in. We have everything here with the panda.
I think panda videos, Paul, they have a higher power rating than dog videos.
Some of these are good.
Yep.
These are good. I mean, these guys, I can't. How they go through life. Look at this. He blames the chair.
I love it.
The chair's fault.
That's me watching the Celtics last night.
Yeah, right. Unbelievable. How about what's coming up here in a month, in June? This is great. I think we said it a couple weeks ago, but let's repeat this now that we get close. June 4th, new Star Wars. June 13th, The Boys Season 4. You can't wait for that. June 16th, I'm ready. Season 2, House of the Dragon. And then June 27th, Season 3 of The Bear. Spread it out. Oh, man, I'm in heaven here. Cousin, yes,
gonna be,
Chef. Yes,
be
Chef.
A very busy summer here.
Yeah,
the way it
looks. You still haven't seen season 2 of The Bear?
No, I don't know what I'm waiting for.
It's going to be a hell of a start. On that one. It's all set up now. Season 2 was a little slow.
I got to be honest, House of the Dragon.
Oh, don't do it. You didn't like it?
Season 1, a little disappointing.
Come on, we're ready to go. The Targaryens. Come on, lose some. The Cardinals, plus 105 up to $1.30. Sonny Gray got roughed up.
No kidding.
Mariners, Twins, under 7 down to 6.5. Ooh, 11-1 final. Carolina 0-15 on the power play, as I mentioned as well, and they lose. Joe Mazzulla, 5 losses in the playoffs as a double-digit favorite. Ooh. The most in 30 years. Oh, by a coach.
Wait, and he's been there
my
for,
God.
Is it, this is
it hasn't been there
year?
That long, yeah.
Oh,
well, the Miami games.
Brutal, man.
I think they were laying a big number against Philly when Embiid was out. Yeah, there you go. And the Phoenix Suns fired Frank Vogel. They just gave him a 5-year deal. He lasts one season. He's out.
His fault.
Probably going to be Budenholzer now taking over. I mean, is that an upgrade? They both have a ring.
How
I
is just, that?
I cannot.
Frank Vogel's fault.
Wow. It's also amazing how these reports come out, bam, as soon as the season ends. Because as soon as they were eliminated, it was, Durant wasn't happy with the offense.
Sure,
and get,
sure.
Right?
Yeah. Wow. As soon as the game ends, bam, there you go. Durant pissed off. Others didn't work. Now what are we going to do? Let's blame the coach. 1 year he got with that horrible roster, and they got swept by a machine in the playoffs. Now, see you later,
sure.
Pal.
No, that's interesting. Now you hit on something. What if Minnesota sweeps Denver?
Of course.
Takes out OKC in 5, and it's just like, okay, well, we got swept.
And they win the title. Yeah,
right. What if the T-Wolves win it all? What does that look like?
Mm-hmm.
Couple lose some. This guy was told you can't keep your boat by your house, or if you do, you have to cover it up with a fence from the HOA. So we got, I'm playing chess. You're playing checkers, I'm playing chess. So he gets the fence, but he hires someone to paint it, and he paints it so you can see it's clear. You have the fence, but you can still see the boat.
That is a high level of trolling right there.
Yeah, it is. That's what he's doing. No doubt. Peekaboo. How about Mario Chalmers, former member of the Miami Heat, did an interview on a podcast. He said, you can't do anything. He once was told by Riley, you can't do anything in this city without me knowing. He said he people follow him around, and Chalmers went out to a bar his rookie year, and it got back to Riley, and Riley asked him about it.
Yeah. Riley had eyes on him at the bar.
At the bar as a rookie. Yeah. So what are you doing? I know what you're up to.
That dude, wow.
Oh, yeah.
You think it would be fun to play with him as like the guy in charge?
I think so, yeah. I think Heat culture is good culture.
Yeah.
It doesn't look good for Jimmy Butler, I'll tell you that, though. One bad beat, Roma plus 460. Goal in the 97th minute. 2-2 draw. As a result, Leverkusen, 49 match on beat streak. Wow. They win Bundesliga, and they're in the finals against at Atlanta. What is that? May 22nd, coming up in Dublin. NBA playoffs heating up. So is the action at DraftKings, official sports betting partner of the NBA. New customers can bet $5, get $150 in bonus bets instantly. Download the app now. Use code VEASAN only on DraftKings. Good job, fellas.
Yep, good job, Paul.
There you go. All right, we're ready. We're ready for tomorrow. Paul Skeens, 6'6", 235, average fastball, 100 miles an hour, 4 other pitches. ERA under 1 in AAA Indianapolis, and the Pirates are finally ready to unleash him. What a story. This is also on ESPN.com. When he arrived at the Air Force Academy in 2021, he didn't appear to be on any list to be the next great pitcher. For a good reason, he was a catcher. He had 400 as a freshman, 32 extra base hits, and 188 at-bats. He was the Falcons' closer, but, 11 saves, no big whoop. Goes to LSU. We talked about it when it happened on the air. I remember it. The Minnesota Twins pitching coach left, quit in the middle of the season, took the LSU job.
Yep.
Wes Johnson. Wes Johnson got a hold of him, and he just loves, as Johnson said, he loves to gobble up knowledge and just look for how can I be better? What pitch can I add? And the great story how he burns about 5,000 calories a game. because of the force and what he goes through when he pitches.
Is that right? They track
so,
that. Huh?
Yeah, and so you know, he said mix in some shots of honey with your diet, and Paul would go through half a bear a game. Johnson said, "But this is a great story here about how he came to be the star at LSU, and Johnson helping him out when he was there as well, and what he's turned into, and now finally we get to see him here with the Pirates, and it could be Strasburg Part 2.
That's what Matt Vasgersian told us on Monday.
Yeah.
And so here's the deal. Like, typically, K-props don't come out until the wee hours of the morning. So it's, you're not going to get it usually a day in advance. Maybe books post Skeen's number today because the debut here for him is so anticipated. And Vasgersian and I, on the air, we were like, what are you going to make that, about 7.5? And he thinks there's a chance if it is. Remember, Strasburg, it was 14 that day when he came out and he lit the world on fire.
Yeah.
Now, that would be difficult because how many innings will he go?
I know.
That's the reason why they wanted to wait until this long, right? Because he wanted to get that many innings used to that at AAA.
What he did at LSU and AAA, come on. Here's a quote from the article. I don't mean this to be arrogant. I think the only way I get beat is when I beat myself.
Oh, this is a whole new level we're talking about now, Charlie.
Well,
That's Caitlin Clark, right? Caitlin Clark, the season-long prop is at DraftKings. Will she average over or under 21.9 points per game? The more I think about that, watching the highlights last night, she's going to come in and score 22 per game a rookie year?
I know that's...
That's going to be difficult to pull off,
well,
man.
Yeah, I know, but he's 21 years old, and just with how much he throws and everything he goes through... I don't want to see a Strasburg or Mark Pryor part two.
Oh, Mark Pryor. God, I love that kid.
They mention him in the article. Oh. They mention Pryor in the article.
Four NBA player props tonight with Jill Gallant coming up next.
Limited time only, offering our annual subscription at unbeatable price. Normally priced at $240. Grab your subscription for just $199 and we'll kick in 2 months for free. So it's 14 months for less than 50 cents a day. Promo code FTM. Every bet, every host, every guest. 19 hours of live programming. Betting splits. VSiN.com/subscribe. Promo code FTM.
NBA player props here. Jill Gallant joins the program. He does a great job with prop bets at Action Network. And he's been on with us several times before, usually during the football season. He's on the Progressive guest line this morning. Jill, thanks for the time today. How are you?
Gentlemen, it's good to see you again. I know that football is over, but NBA, we're in full swing. And, you know, I'll be going on podcasts like under our network, like Buckets or Green Dot Daily, and giving out picks like this. So I'm happy to come on the show today and share what we got.
Beautiful. Love the time and the analysis here. So then dig into this one because their backs are against the wall. It has not been pretty or easy at whatsoever for the Nuggets in these first two games. Now they go back to Minneapolis as a 4.5-point dog in this game tonight. You want to make a case here and bet Joker on one of his props. State your case for the points, rebounds, and assists.
Sure. And I mean, by some optics, it might look like kind of like a square play just because you're taking Nikola Jokic and an over. But that doesn't mean that it's the wrong play because right now his points, rebounds, and assist line is set at 50.5. I think we're actually getting a bit of a discount on this line because of how he played in game two. Because just historically, he's been great in the playoffs. Like in four or five games versus the Lakers in the first round, he averaged 54.2 PRA. And in 20 playoff games last year, he averaged 52.5 PRA. So now we're down 0-2. I'm projecting about 40 minutes or more again for Jokic. And the key thing with 40 minutes is that he's likely going to have to put up a ton of shots just because of we don't know what the status is with Jamal Murray. Aaron Gordon has looked like a shell of himself offensively. Michael Porter Jr. is really reliant on the three. So I'm projecting 20 or more shots for Jokic. And when you look at those 27 playoff games since the start of last year's playoffs to now, in 13 of those games, he's taken 20 or more shots. But when he takes 20 or more shots, he cleared this line in 11 of those 13 games. Oh. So I just think that there's a good chance that he's going to have his back up against the wall and they're going to have to shoot. Also, last two times the Nuggets have been trailing 0-2 in a series, you go look at Jokic's performances and he went off in game three. In 2022 versus the Warriors, 37 points, 18 rebounds, 5 assists, And then even 2021 versus the Suns and four team, he put up 32, 20, and 10. So I love Nikola Jokic to have a huge game tonight in what I guess you might as well define it as a must win.
Very good.
Yes. Yep. Excellent. What do you want to do with Edwards tonight?
Yeah, I think Anthony Edwards. Look, I love Anthony Edwards. This one's, as my guy Stucky says at Action Network, kind of like catching the falling knife when you're betting this prop. But I'm going to take under 2.5 3-pointers for Anthony Edwards, and I'm going to continue to bank on 3-point regression from him because a lot of people will look at game one and say, like, he went off, he torched them. Well, he went. He went 3 for 7 from 3-point, which obviously clears the line, but those baskets were all in the first half. In the second half, he went 0 for 4 from 3-point in the second half in game one. Then in game two, he went 1 for 4 from 3-point. Mind you, he wasn't really needed. They were up by 20 most of the game. But also just during the regular season, there's more of a track record where Anthony Edwards just doesn't hit 3 or more 3-pointers against this team. He only cleared this in 1 of 4 games during the regular season versus Denver. And then just from an eye test standpoint, he's just had way more success getting to the rim. I mean, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, Aaron Gordon, even Michael Porter Jr. to a lesser extent, they haven't been able to stay in front of him. They had to try to get Justin Holiday out there to try to see if they could slow him down. So I'll just bank on Anthony Edwards to get his points in other ways. But I will say, if you are cautious about taking the under here, the only reason why this prop will likely lose is Karl Anthony Towns. Because if Karl Anthony Towns gets into foul trouble, he's going to miss big chunks of the game. That means that the secondary scoring won't necessarily be on the floor. That means Anthony's going to have to shoot a little bit more, which could put our prop in jeopardy. I'm still liking the under 2.5, but if you're wondering why it hasn't moved too much, it's because of Cat, and we're wondering if whether or not he'll be able to play his normal slate of 35 minutes as long as he doesn't make any boneheaded fouls, which is easier said than done.
Yes, well, that's a good point, because that's the case for how Denver wins this game. How do they call the game tonight with the officiating? And does this crying by Murray and Denver the last couple of days actually work out? Okay, I'm picking up what you're putting down here. We talked about this earlier. I love it. McConnell, 10 points, 12 assists, and 22 minutes in game two. He had 18 points in game one. He had 20 points in the closeout win game six against Milwaukee. We all know, and everyone's been saying it, but Carlisle has to listen. You got to put McConnell on Brunson and not Nebhard. These are correlated. I love what you're doing here. Tell us about the Indiana's angle.
Yeah, hopefully Rick Carlisle isn't the last guy to know because I think we're all thinking the same thing, that TJ McConnell is having much more success on the floor than Andrew Nembhard. So the two plays that I'm betting for this is TJ McConnell over 16.5 points and assists. And then on the flip side, I'm pairing this with Andrew Nembhard under 17.5 points, rebounds, and assists. I think they directly correlate. So for McConnell, well, we kind of know his role is secure now. He's going to see at least 22 minutes. And when you look at the playoffs, when he's played 20 or more minutes, he's cleared this line in three times. And then even during the regular season, 28 times he's played 20 minutes, he's cleared that in 20 of those 28 games. And the other thing, too, is just the defensive presence for him. Even if it isn't necessarily stopping Jalen Brunson, he's at least making it hard for him, because you look at the off and on splits, Jalen Brunson is a plus 38 with McConnell off the floor, right at zero with him on. So McConnell is making it at least a little hard for Jalen Brunson to get some of those points. So Rick Carlisle just may have no choice. And if Halliburton is still dealing with any kind of injury, which may lead to his minutes going down, that could lead to more minutes for McConnell. But for Nembhard, this is just more of a, it was part of the reason why we started to fade Naz Reid against the Suns. Like, some players where series just aren't meant for them. Mm-hmm. Andrew Nembhard, I think, fits this profile, because I don't think this series is going to play out good for him, where his role is going to continue to regress. He played 27 minutes in game two. That was a playoff low, and he barely topped this line despite being like super efficient from the floor. He was 7 for 9 from the field. He went 4 for 4 on his assist chances. I'm banking on a regression coming on that front. Also, he's gotten into foul trouble a little bit trying to guard Jalen Brunson. He's not being very effective on that front, and he doesn't really take a lot of threes either. He's just under around 3 attempts per game. And again, as I said, I just don't think that this series is for him. I just think his role is going to continue to regress as the series goes on. So let's take TJ McConnell to go over 16.5 points and assists, and let's fade Andrew Nembhard taking under 17.5 points, rebounds, and assists.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. And like you said, unless Carlisle is under a rock here in this series, right? I mean, I pointed this out on the show a couple times today and yesterday, Gilles. Stan Van Gundy on the game broadcast on TNT is just like, where's McConnell? He has to be on the court right now to defend Jalen Brunson. So that makes a lot of sense. Are you doing anything with K-props at this point? Or are you going to give it a little bit more time to marinate on the season in baseball?
Yeah, baseball is, I think the first month it was a little bit easier to take advantage. I'm not sure if the props have adjusted enough where I'm getting enough of an edge where I typically would maybe in like June and July. Home run props, I mean, right now the ball is still going out somewhat, but I'm still waiting until the summer where it heats up a little bit. You can get guys still at pretty decent odds and be able to have the weather in your favor as well.
Yep, totally agree. Good angle there. You can follow Gilles on X. He's at GDog5000, Action Network as well. Great analysis today, man. Thanks for the time. We appreciate that, and best of luck this weekend.
All right, thanks a lot, gentlemen. Have a great weekend. Look forward to coming back.
Yeah, back you at too. You. Yeah, so, I mean, and we were talking off the air as well, and he joined us on the Progressive Guest Line here about Nikola Jokic tonight. And how Paul Allen came on an hour ago and he explained how Joker really doesn't go over as an assist prop ever when he plays the Wolves. And Gilles said, well, the thing is tonight, he's going to have to go into scoring mode. And I think he's right with that. Usually he's a pass-first guy and he'll get his second and he wants to get others involved. Can he do that tonight? Desperation mode, Murray banged up. And when he shoots the ball, great breakdown there, when he shoots at least 20 times, the numbers don't lie. I mean, he goes over almost every single time the PRA at that point. Don't you agree that Joker's going to have to shoot 18, 20, 25 times in this game?
Yeah, especially how bad Murray has looked. And
he has to be selfish.
Yeah. What's Aaron Gordon to lead in points? Do you have that? Because he did it in game two.
Aaron Gordon tonight.
Yeah. Well, he did it in game two. I'm saying.
What do you have in game two?
20. 20 led. I think it was 20 who landed because of the blowout. Because Murray is not himself. Murray has been terrible.
Did he lead everybody or just Denver?
No, it was just Denver.
Okay, well, then you got to – let's see here.
Okay, so they have that. 101. It's 101.
That's to lead the game in scoring. Yeah, I'm seeing 101 as well. I got there right before you did, Luke.
I mean, it was – yeah, he had 20 points. Joker at 16. The other thing is Porter. Porter, 4 of 12, 1 of 7 from 3. Jamal Murray was 3 of 18. Tim Legler had a great line. I'm not surprised he missed the ref throwing the heat pad on the floor. I mean, he's 3 of 18. So
yeah.
I can't believe this is – I cannot believe he's playing. Even – or suspended for a half.
Oh, I know.
I still can't get over it. The towel, the heat pad, and he does the money gesture.
You know what? I need to point this out, by the way, because I'm looking right now at least one specific sports book. And a big name is not listed anywhere. I know he's questionable, but they pulled him because he was on the board last night. I'll explain that coming up on Follow the Money. It's VSiN and In Pocket Place next.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo!
Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again!
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five!
High Five!
Casino!
Casino!
Win at HighFiveCasino.com!
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Calling all men. When was the last time you had a really good cry? A recent survey found that women cry on average 5 times a month, while men cry on average only once a month. Studies have shown that crying can support your mental, your physical, and your emotional health. I'm Radhi Devlukia, and on my podcast, A Really Good Cry, we push against typical societal norms. We embrace the real, the messy, and the beautiful, providing a space for raw, unfiltered conversations that celebrate vulnerability and allow you to tune in to share, connect, and find comfort together.
Our tears come as a way to let us release what we can't hold anymore.
I trust that no one's ever going to find out those deepest, darkest secrets.
It's been a hard day. She walks out, and this is what she looks like.
Oh my gosh, give her an Oscar.
Listen to A Really Good Cry with me, Radhi Devlukia, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a six-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira, and I've been gracing your screens for the last 2 decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Quarterback was on coke. If his girlfriend was not,
these games are a burial, a blowout, a human lock. You can bet your children's unborn children's children on these games.
I was so good that whenever I bet, I could change the odds for every bookmaker in the country.
All right, 47 shots on goal. Who cares? Go home, play with your kids. Hurricanes in regulation, no good. Igor, so good. Rangers get it done again. Dennis was right. Started 7-0 in the 94 playoffs as well. Rangers win in overtime. And the Hurricanes have lost their 8th postseason game in a row by one goal. We'll see you Saturday. Two new ones. Another Caitlin Clark prop. Now, 12 points yesterday. The assist thing's going to be interesting because I did see one book offered 3.5.
For a preseason game.
Yes, and she went over, and I think it was plus money. So that'll be another angle with what we do when they start the season Tuesday. Also, I reached out to Jeff Sherman at the Westgate. They are taking a lot of action on the under. The Indiana Fever win total has gone from 21.5 to 19.5.
Wow, okay.
Yes. So yesterday, I gave out 134.5 made threes this year. If she goes over, that's a record. Ionescu made 128 last year, missed 4 games. Also, her 4th year in the league, and they were 5th in pace, and she shot like 45%. So I know it's going to be bombs away, but that's to me, that's a big ask. She's going to set the record if she goes over that prop. And the other prop, widely available, it's 21.5 at some spots, 21.9 at DraftKings, and it's also other spots they list it as 849.5 for the points. This is Clark under. Points per game.
I'm tailing.
The points. Okay.
I'm in.
So it's also 849.5 points for the season. How's you have to look at it? Because you would have to average 21.5 for the game. Only 2 rookies have done this. And based on that number, only 3 players topped it last year. And one of them was the MVP of the league.
It's going to be very difficult for her to pull this off.
Yeah. There's also plus money available on it some spots, too.
On the under.
On the under, yes.
Whew.
Yes. So widely available DraftKings. Different how some spots how it's worded. But again, we're looking at essentially under 21.5 points per game average, under 849.5 points for the season. Only 3 players topped it last year. One was the MVP, another Clark. And Doncaster, not to be trifled with, the Doncaster Rovers, League 2, in action today, noon Pacific playoffs. We have them to advance, get promoted. They won the first leg 2-0. They are at home laying $1.30. They are 11-0-1 in their last 12 matches. Again, the only loss, they led 2-0 late. Damn red card. Guy was sent off, 2-2 draw. They're on fire. They're at home. Bury them. Move on to the next leg. Try to get promoted. Doncaster, $1.30 today. League 2 playoffs.
Yeah. You see this watch, pal? This watch is worth more than your car. I have to go back. I was thinking about Glengarry Glen Ross yesterday.
What a movie.
All-time cameo by Alec Baldwin, that 8 minutes.
It's about a play. There's a play about it. He was not, that character was not in the play.
Which is, for the movie, incredible. I got to go back and watch that again. It's been far too long. Loser yesterday, no chance. Keaton Wynn cruising through 3 innings, only had 1 strikeout, then got absolutely bombarded and he was yanked. So that was a loser. I'm going to go back to war with at least one more K prop today. And that's going to be Tyler Glasnow. 7+ Ks is plus 130. That's because his K prop is 5.5 juiced at like minus 170. That's now four Glasnow going back after he started slowly this year, three straight unders. Since then, he's had Ks of 14, 5, 10, 9, and 10. So four overs, last five starts, three double-digit K games, and the Padres are like middle of the pack. So they're not like superb at not striking out. He can get him. He's on a complete roll right now. So I got to go 7+ Ks with him tonight. Phillies first five, minus half a run is minus 130. Perfect storm, right? Suarez is undefeated first five, and they are awesome anyway at covering numbers. That streak ended the other day, but it was, what, 21-1?
Yes.
Going back, and they get Rodgers today for the Marlins, who is awful in the first five. So hopefully this will continue, and I'm going to go and bet it again tonight. Already did. But here's the curious part, and what I talked about before the break.
Frank B, baby.
I bet Jalen Brunson, will call this 0.2 units, plus 475 on first basket tonight, and Dante DiVincenzo plus $9 because Miles Turner and the Pacers have lost. I'm chalking it up as a loss. It's 16 straight opening tips they've lost. Knicks just come up with the basketball. So I'm looking at Jalen Brunson last night. He was 5-1 here to spot locally. And he was listed at 35.5 for the point prop. Now, I get it on the injury report. He's questionable. That one book I looked at, he's not even available. And you can't bet a single thing with Jalen Brunson's name attached to it right now. He's been yanked off the board.
Can you imagine if he doesn't play tonight?
Oh, where does the number go?
Oh, my God. Well, sky high. I mean,
so what else can we do, Paulie, at this point? If they, I'm not saying that they know something that we don't know, but he is questionable. OG's not going to play.
Yeah.
But this goes against everything that we know about Tom Thibodeau. Unless he has a change of heart and just says, too quick of a turnaround. What time is the game on Sunday?
12:30. It's a killer.
There you go.
It's more bad news for the Knicks and OG.
Have they thought about it as a team just to say, you know what, he's questionable. It's going to be, quote, a load management game without saying it tonight. If he gets yanked and doesn't play, that number's going to go to, what's he worth to the point spread right now?
He's $5 to be the leading scorer of the game. Siakam 9-1, Halliburton 12, DiVincenzo plus 650.
Plus 650.
Toppin 100-1. Toppin was in play, too, to get that last game. He had 20, then he wouldn't play him.
I'll give you another angle, and I bet this during the break. I didn't put it in pocket. My apologies. I bet Ben Shepherd over 5.5 points minus 102.
I like that Miller time quick pick.
For all those guys that hit.
Nebhardt, Toppin, Shepherd, and Halliburton off there just make two threes.
What's that pay?
Plus 850.
Okay.
Not bad.
The angle here with Shepherd is he's gone over 5.5 points every playoff game so far but two. He's getting open looks. He's reliable from downtown at this point. They're a 7-point favorite. He's going to get playing time. How much playing time? If it turns into a blowout, he's going to get a lot, probably a playing time. So Shepherd, although I forgot to give it to Luke, I bet him over 5.5 points as well.
Yep. Beautiful. There you go. Well done. WeVeason.com. Everything you want, everything you need. Wes Reynolds, every golf preview. Michael Lombardi with an NFL season win total he likes. Best bets, betting splits, exclusive articles, betting tools, betting guides. Get up there now. VEASAN.com. Kevin Durant, since he left Golden State, 6 different coaches, 2 playoff series wins.
6 coaches?
Yes.
Can you name them in order?
No. I know he ran out Atkinson. I know Nash didn't work out. Vogel now gone.
I could not name them in order. But 6 different... How long has he been gone?
It was that bad in Brooklyn?
Yes.
What a fiasco. Well, probably it was. I mean, with the big three, and that's couldn't stay healthy, and what happened? J.J. Redick. Is this at DK?
DK.
Depending what state you shop at?
Yeah.
He's $1.85 to be the next Laker coach. You got about $185 to win 100. Minus 185, J.J. Redick, to be the next Laker coach. Wow.
Is this really going to happen?
Oh, boy.
He's a short shot on the board offshore. Last check, he was plus 150. DK minus 180, 85.
I don't know.
No head coaching experience.
Yeah. Well, I know it might be the first time ever you agreed with Bill Simmons, but Vogel got fired in Los Angeles. He won a title. Wasn't his fault that they got rid of Pope.
I'll say first time in a while.
And Caruso, and then traded for Westbrook, which was LeBron's push for that. Horrible trade.
Simmons was spot on with
and
that.
And then here it's what's Vogel's fault for what happened in Phoenix.
They gave him 1 year.
Depth, and yeah, they just gave him a 5-year contract. They get him after gone after 1 year. And Arash Markazi said this when he was in studio. Markazi, despised. Despised?
I said likely.
Bronny is plus 190 to be drafted by the Lakers.
Okay.
He loves that. Thinks it's going to happen.
He actually said business the 17th
decision.
Pick.
Yeah, business decision, he said. They're going to do it. Bronny James to the Lakers, plus 190.
That's available, DraftKings?
Yeah. Yeah. That's widely available, too.
It's available here in Las Vegas. I don't have access to DraftKings. I bet it at a smaller number, like plus 140.
So, I despised women's basketball. I couldn't stand it. I can't believe this now. I'm so excited for this next week. Oh. Tuesday we start WNBA. Doug Kazarian, hardcore, breaking down win totals and props and future bets. And I mean,
I finally had the guys come over to my house yesterday, and they finished putting up the three TV setup right next to each other now, so it's all uniform and looks tremendous.
Oh, yeah.
I was envisioning what it's going to look like once the WNBA starts so I can have all those games on WNBA games. Not joking. What do you tip those guys, by the way?
Putting together the TV setup?
They were
like
over
that?
For 6 hours it
took
them.
Oh, no.
It's an incredible setup. They did a great job.
100?
That's what I tipped them, yeah.
Did you give them 100?
Yeah. I felt like that was probably pretty decent. They were super happy, so yeah. Good luck betting this weekend. We'll see you.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo!
Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again!
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five!
High Five!
Casino!
Casino!
Win at HighFiveCasino.com!
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Calling all men. When was the last time you had a really good cry? A recent survey found that women cry on average 5 times a month, while men cry on average only once a month. Studies have shown that crying can support your mental, your physical, and your emotional health. I'm Radhi Devlukia, and on my podcast, A Really Good Cry, we embrace the real, the messy, and the beautiful. Listen to A Really Good Cry on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.